Bringing in Blades forward Connor Lee out of Sydney, Australia. But boy, getting a chance to play in the great Minnesota Outdoors for Hockey Day Minnesota just recently. Connor, what an experience.
It was awesome. I really enjoyed it. Just a bit cold, but, you know, we dealt with that and we won, so everything's awesome.
What was great about it? What did you like? How did it feel? Kind of sum some of that up for us.
It felt cold, but it was really nice just looking up in the sky, seeing the light snowfall. We got a decent amount of people out there, mm-hmm. which was cool, and it was just overall a great experience.
And the team started out like a house on fire there. I mean, you guys got on the board a few seconds into the game. What about that and just the attitude that the team took to the game itself?
We've been waiting for this all year, so mm-hmm. I think we're just ready to go out of the gate.
What did you guys do to battle the cold? What were some different things that people did, dress in layers or how they got geared up? I think there was heat on the bench maybe as well.
There was heat in the penalty box, not on the bench.
Oh, yeah. Well, there's an inspiration maybe to trip somebody, right?
Yeah, exactly. I think layers were the most important thing. Like, I never wear an undershirt, and I had to wear an undershirt that game, and I got some long johns as well. And I know some of the guys got some, like, big face masks to wear.
How did the snow affect the game? Because it got a little thick on the ice at times.
The puck moved really slow. We couldn't puck handle at all. So just keeping the game simple really helped.
Okay. And you guys had done a little bit of prep, some outdoor stuff before that. How did that help? And what did you think of that?
My team has gone on the pond a lot this mm-hmm. year. And we had one practice outside. But I think we're used to it. Like, all the guys love going out and just playing on the pond, so I think, yeah, we're used to it.
And just to be, and just a question or two more about this, just to be a part of the ceremony of Hockey Day Minnesota. Some of these guys are from Minnesota. Some of the guys like yourself from out of the state or out of the country. What did that maybe mean to you or mean to the team to be part of this annual Minnesota celebration?
It meant a lot. I love Minnesota. This is my fourth year being here, so mm-hmm. being part of Hockey Day Minnesota was very special.
As far as the season itself right now, you guys are still driving for maybe hosting a home playoff. You know, you need to pick up a few points here and there. How do you feel about where you guys are at on the season?
I think we could have done better in Boston, but I think we're coming strong out of Boston. Having those wins against the Mullets, and hopefully we can just carry that on into the River King series and keep the wins going.
Yeah, River Kings are pretty good. If they're not in first, they're right up there toward the top. Yeah. So what's a scouting report like for them, or what do you guys need to do this weekend on a trip to Wisconsin?
I think we just need to keep things simple, play as a team, and not get too hot-headed, keeping things positive on the bench, and playing as a family is the most important thing.
I've heard that recurring theme from a lot of different players I've talked to, that there's just a great camaraderie on the team. And what are you enjoying about that? And how strong do you feel the bond is this season, considering you've got the 4 years of experience of being here with the team?
It's one of the strongest bonds I've had with the team for the past 4 years. We just love each other, and when we play as individuals on the ice, we're not very good, but once we come together as a team and as a family, we prevail.
Have you, what kind of things have you entertained for next winter? Is it too early to talk about what you may be doing after your junior hockey experience wraps up?
I'm thinking about going to college, but I'm not too sure yet. Okay. You know, I'm just rolling with the punches right now.
Would that be with the plan of playing college hockey then, too?
Yes, of course. Yeah.
All right. In the U.S.?
Yeah. Okay. Yep. And if not, I could probably play pro in Australia. I got options, so I'll figure that out. I'm a bit of a procrastinator, but I'll get onto that, and yeah.
Okay, and I know that I don't have all the stats in front of me, but going into the season, I know you were toward the top of some different statistical things for the Steele County Blades. Longevity has been a strong point for you. So what does that mean as you kind of climb some career charts, and your name will be on some different things here even after you leave, Connor?
That'll be awesome. I've worked really hard with this organization, and I love this organization to death, and I'm just happy I can be a part of it and have my name places in the locker room, I guess. That'd be pretty cool.
All right. Well, Connor Lee out of Sydney, Australia. So fun to see this team play Hockey Day Minnesota and the great things that it's already accomplished and looking to do still more of this winter. Good luck to you.
Thank you.